This podcast focuses on a past paper question for Unit 1, Russia in Revolution, 1881 to 1924. And the question the students debated today was, how far was the provisional government responsible for its own downfall?
The provisional government was responsible for its own downfall for several reasons. The decision to keep fighting in the First World War was the most important reason for their own downfall, as they lost the support from the people of Russia, and more significantly, the armed forces, who they relied on to defend them. The Russian army had lost millions of lives and had lost large amounts of territory in the war, yet the promise of loans from allies such as Britain and France was placed much higher by the provisional government, and in turn they lost support needed by many.
The next most important reason why the provisional government were not successful is that they had little control over the countryside, and peasants began to take the law into their own hands. Some peasants began to take large amounts of land from landowners, and others acted violently against them. Following the collapse of the June offensive, peasant soldiers returned from the front to assist in the process of land redistribution, and in the countryside, a social and economic revolution was taking place. And the provisional government lacked ability to impose authority outside towns and cities and did nothing to try and stop this.
The provisional government did not include members from the Bolsheviks or Mensheviks. This meant that these groups helped form a rival power base. This made it difficult to make clear decisions and create an effective government.
They were responsible for their own downfall because they planned the June offensive despite the fact that they were warned there was little support for the government within the army and that there was low morale within the army. However, they went ahead and did it anyway, so when it failed, their power was greatly undermined.
Thank you very much indeed. So that was our team indicating the provisional government was indeed responsible for its own downfall. We're going to hear from the team arguing to the contrary that no, it wasn't. It was extraneous or external or alternative factors that were indeed responsible for its own downfall. Let's hear your opening statement. Thank you.
Well, to argue that you, the point that you said, why there was a downfall of the provisional government was the loss of the in the army in the June offensive.
Okay, so basically, the economy and everything in Russia was already in disarray before the provisional government, and we believe that the provisional government was doing the best they could with the situations they were presented with. And also, because the economy was so bad in Russia in those times, they needed that money that they were getting from Britain and France. Like, they needed that money. There's no other way, like, there's nothing they can do. As well as this, we believe that not allowing the Mensheviks and Bolsheviks into the provisional government was a good idea, because it's better to be able to fight your enemy from behind walls rather than let them in and then try fight them from within, because you don't know where your friends are and where your enemies are.
And it can be said that the provisional government was not to blame for the loss in the war, because in fact it was the Soviets who imposed Order Number 1, which stated that troops could now elect their officers, and this could lower the ability of the army and their morale, because the more enthusiastic leaders were sent away and they couldn't be in power of the army anymore. So that led to a weaker army and...
Even though it's arguable that they should have pulled out of the war, if they had done that, then they would have looked really weak in comparison to the Soviets. And if they would have pulled out, there was already really bad economic distress from stuff that had happened before they were put into government, that stuff such as like the Treaty of Versailles that had happened, they could have put concessions on Russia, which they really couldn't have dealt with because of the economic stress before
the provisional government, which wasn't their fault.
Thank you very much indeed. We've had opening statements from the yeas and nays. Any points there made by the opposition, made by the noes, that you either strongly disagree with or you think have any grains of truth in them? So is it anything you either strongly disagree with or agree with? What do you think? Or alternatively, any questions you have for the opposition? Anything you'd ask them to elaborate on, anything you strongly disagree with? Take time, I can edit out.
I'd like to ask why the provisional government would bother planning the June offensive when they'd already lost millions of Russians' lives and mutinies were occurring more and more often. I'm just wondering why they would have bothered planning it.
A cunning question indeed. I'm glad I haven't got to answer that one. So why would they plan such an offensive given the quantitative and qualitative losses they'd already suffered? Why?
In response to that, pulling out of the offensive or not planning it at all would instantly have made the provisional government less authoritative, as it would have showed that the army wasn't strong enough. But by launching the offensive, they had a chance of proving that the army, that they could be reliant on the army. And also it proved that the future did lay in the victory of the war for Russia, so it would have made them a stronger country. And as Forrest said earlier, they needed the money and the support from their allies, such as Britain and France, so they could not plan the offensive.
You've answered that question. Any questions you have for the opposition? Anything you strongly disagree with? Anything you strongly agree with? Don't worry about taking time, I can edit it out.
How do you know that letting the Mensheviks or Bolsheviks in wouldn't have resulted in even more problems and
Good stuff. So could it have been potentially a strength keeping Lenin, the Mensheviks and the Bolsheviks out of government, given the problems that they might well have caused? So was it not a blessing in disguise keeping them out? What do you think?
No, because then there wouldn't have been a complete other. The Soviet Petrograd wouldn't have been formed, because there would have been representation within the provisional government for those radical parties, so it wouldn't have been necessary because they would have been completely.
Yes, we have the rebuff, and then we'll make our concluding statements. What do you have to say to that?
The Mensheviks and Bolsheviks were those parties were really popular during those time. During that time, so if they were allowed into the provisional government, they may have been voted in, and that would give them more power than they had as a separate government. So, and
which would led to the downfall of the provisional government much earlier.
Thank you very much indeed. Okay, what I'm going to ask you to do now is to summarise your arguments in just like two or three bullet points. So if there are other candidates listening to this podcast, what two, 3 points would you want them to take away with you as to why they were responsible for their own downfall? Point number one.
They made really bad decisions, such as being ineffectual at the land reforms that the peasants wanted. Outside the big cities, they were really bad at leading. And also the First World War, their decision to place the Allies' money over the lives of Russian people ultimately lost them the support of the army. So, yeah, just a thing here.
Thank you very much indeed. Okay, then to the contrary, if you just summarise your arguments in like two bullet points, what would those bullet points be?
Our concluding 2 points would be that the provisional government wasn't responsible for its own downfall because the external circumstances were out of their control, such as the economic and political crisis which was occurring. And in addition, perhaps if the provisional government was given more time and power, they would have been able to fix some of the Tsar's problems.
Thank you very much indeed for this podcast and many others, historychappie.com or History Chappie on the iTunes. Thank you. Bye.